Dio. Amen. Questo di Sara. Amen. Amen. Let's name Sandra. Some choruses, it's that one pass your burdens unto Jesus. Whatever burden do you have, brother, sister, this night, pass your burden to him. He says, don't be afraid of anything. Whatever is on your heart, put on him. He will take care. Amen. If you take care, he can take care. Amen. Let him do it his job. Amen. Cast the burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you.
Whatever it is, O Lord, just you come, O Lord, we want to ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You come and feed our cup, O Lord. You put these things into your hands. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome, brother and sister, in the house of the Lord. And let's worship him freely with all our strength, whatever we have. Amen. Give him glory. Amen. Let's sing maybe. This is like heaven to me. Amen. This is like heaven to me. The people who can understand what we want to be people who can understand the truth of what we want to be
you Thank you. 42. David, he wrote a psalm as the deer panted for the water. So my soul. Amen. Amen.
Yes, the deer panted for the water. So my soul. Long life Sister, there is good story. Paul and Silas probably don't sound to sound in prison, in difficult situation. But what happened? Doors opened and they testified to me and made the burden. Brother and sister, if you really have gathered in prayer, something can happen. Lord can open doors of your life, whatever it is. Amen. That's good for blessing that song.
Thank you. Jesus. Oh, how the weather was so bad, so cold. But Lord, that's right, Lord Jesus, we have defied even the world, the Christ world, and to take the word of God, because we know the Lord in your presence, Lord Jesus.
Lord, Father, we just surrender all to you this evening.
Father, we want to commit our brethren who are not here into your hands. Lord, you know where they are. And you cover every space. Wherever they are, you know them, Lord. Reach them this evening, God. And whatever blessing that, Lord, you bless us here, Father, bless them likewise, God. Father, we thank you. As we are in your presence now, we are with all ears, God, to hear from you. We need your inspiration tonight, Lord. So as we turn to the reading of your word of God, you are the author of it. Bless your word and make it a living blessing to us. We ask it in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, we bless you for coming, brethren. It's really cold out there. But we know that there is something special to be in the presence of God. Amen. You know that man that stole all that he has. Praise God. Just to purchase a piece of land. If you could imagine maybe how many years he has taken to toil, to build a home, maybe both cars, and maybe even had a factory somewhere. But one day he saw something on a piece of land. And he saw all that Jesus he has toiled in his lifetime. Just what? Purchase that piece of land. Amen. There is something in the presence of God. And so we cannot defy even what the weather, how be it. We thank the Lord that he has made us to defy everything to be in his presence here. Because we see it as greater thing than any other thing. We thank the Lord. God, we bless you as we thank you for the mercies you have given to us from far and near. Now, as we turn to the reading of the word, we have two scriptures here tonight. The first from Hebrews 11, we shall read 24 to 27. It's a scripture we have been reading many, many, many times. So common. But the word of God is always alive. And then the second scripture in Matthew 6, 24. So now, Hebrews 11, 24. Let's hear the word of God. By faith, Moses, when he has come to years, the first to declare the Son of Pharaoh's daughter, chosen rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. As given the reproach of Christ's greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He said, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing what the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invincible. Oh, amen. Seeing him who is invincible. Brother, oh, praise the Lord. So glory be to God. And the second reading, Matthew 6, 24. The moment of self justice, for anyone who hates the one, to love the other, or he will run to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Lord Jesus, yes, we want to serve you. So let us sit at your feet now, Father. speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So you may be seated. Glory to bless you. Let us look at verse 27 closely. We said there are five of our six digits.
Amen.
There are six digits.
Something got to be forsaken in our lives. Praise the Lord.
You've got to forsake something.
Amen.
And the fruit Egypt was following the right of the king. So they can deal out. They can deal out. My brother, it's not easy if someone endures something that means you have to go through it. Praise God. And grace is not just anything given. Something nice is how to endure the ordeal. And Jesus on the cross, how to endure.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because when the person does it, the system will take a life. And then it's changed.
When you go to enjoy it,
amen. And you do it, my brother, look at what is it. That is the same. When you see the same God,
it is from this same message, the great Moses, praise the Lord.
So, then we come to that place, the prophet said, the eye of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The eye of the Holy Spirit. So, that's my topic tonight. The eye of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The thing is, the Bible already has said it. I have not seen, and you have not heard. Never have you entered into the heart of man when God has prepared for his children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I have not seen.
Praise the Lord.
For you will see what you see. Better than your ears, when you hear the word of the Spirit.
For greater be to his name.
The eyes of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, the same message here. I have to take an assistant.
Amen.
The Bible is not that you are on what? You know urgency to confess our weaknesses, to believe our fragility. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And your choice, whatever you make, the surprises, the one who is in control of the secret place in your heart. Your choice will not express that. Pleasure. life or any pleasure. Which one do you want to take? Meanwhile, the Bible says living in pleasure is death. Living in pleasure is not death. We must have a scripture to that. Well, where are those scriptures? That tells you that living in what? Living in pleasure is what? Death. Amen. If you want that scripture, let's look at the scripture of Revelation 3:1. Let's look at that one and then you see the second one also. Revelation 3:1. When Jesus was diagnosing the works of the church in Sardis, the messenger. Plain language. Amen. 1 Timothy 4:6. No. 1 Timothy 4:6. There's a place that we get it here because it says, but when the dream of your pleasure is dead, why are you living? It's 5:6. Yes, 5:6. God bless you. See the message in the Church of Paris? By faith, Moses. Amen. Now, Yes, we started from by faith Moses, Genesis 1:9-28. Take notice of this. Is declaring unto us. Amen. But if we get a life of faith, then we turn the church into the intellectual realm. If the church loses faith, we are taking the church into what? Intellectual realm. That means the church is dead. Amen. Now we find out that life is. The doctor as the inner as the son of our father's daughter. She was the mother to the king. She was born the next day in Egypt. She was a root through the window. But the parents upon the same floor that father looked. But what the doctor the life in the meeting. Amen. We are talking about what? The eyes of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bathe in the prophet. I want to bathe on that text this morning for a few minutes. To the God of heaven, drive it home to every heart here. If life is how you look at anything, that makes the difference. Amen. How you look at anything, that makes what? The difference. After one of the messages, the prophet said, we look with our eyes, but we see with our hearts. Amen. And the Gentiles looked, so their vision stopped at what they were looking at. Their vision just stopped at what they were looking at. And never went any further. They only saw a bunch of red flakes. They were in red dots. See, they could see that those people, they are only good enough for what? To make bricks. For them to build their cities. That's all that they saw about these people. When Pharaoh and the Egyptians, they looked at what? The children of Israel. in the mouth.
Amen.
But Moses said, when I look, it was a different look.
Amen.
And how was Moses, the way he looked? Now we're going to find out how he looked, so that we look the same way also.
Praise God.
It's a blessing.
By the way, how you look at your brother? How do you see him? How do you see your sister? When you look at him, or you look at her, praise the Lord.
Moses looked beyond the drama of this world. He looked beyond the promises that this world can bring out to him.
Amen.
Beautiful lights, and then all the fertile vegetation that was left around that city. That's all what he saw. The eye could not go a little further.
Amen.
But Moses Abraham had the eyes of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That can look further away.
Amen.
Let's look at something here.
I really say to people that you should choose to be afflicted.
Amen.
I don't say that you should choose suffering. It will not be the right thing to do. But if suffering lies in the path of duty, then let it be
afflicted. Amen.
The scripture says, the suffering that we will go through this time for in our journey to this pilgrimage,
praise the Lord,
it has been better reserved for us.
To prepare us,
to
be our faith.
Praise God.
And
the
It's everlasting. So compared to us, the glory that will be revealed in us. It can never be compared. The suffering that we will go through can never be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. So when suffering and the hardship and other things comes on the path of duty, let's take that suffering, because it's worthy to do that with the Lord. The glory that will be seen in us cannot be compared to the suffering that we will go through. Amen. The afflictions and the disgrace that they want to walk with the people of God. Your friends will begin to laugh at them. Now, this time you don't come to the disco. Why? Oh, this time we don't see you at this place, that place. Oh, my. You know that song? That, a man who had been going to a pub all the time, then he saw crimes and decided never to go to that place again. But one day he just passed that place. And the people were just asking him, but what has happened? What has happened? And he said, when he looked, tears began to run down his eyes. He said, you don't know what I've heard. What has taken place, the change that I have seen, praise the Lord. That song, one of our church members in Ghana just put it on the CD, very nice song, praise the Lord. Talking about someone's former life, how the Lord God has brought changed his life. Amen. So, the prophet now talking here said, cast the afflictions of the people of God and counted it as a greater treasure. I was a great fool who was invincible. Oh, the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One time, I had to make a choice. I had one day to write that there would be men and women sit in the water that will make my final choice. Praise the Lord. Where to bury water? Because 3 years ago, we passed to bury water. Listen to what the prophet is saying, very strong. The things we're in now, and things that we're going to do again, because 7 years ago, we were just the protection. This is why we're going to do it. Now listen again. I'm going to let you just
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. is not to do. Tonight, my brother and sister, I'm not going to be able to do it. I will decide to make tonight. Today, so the choice you make today, tonight, it will determine what will be the next 5 years. Amen. Control your looks. whatever you look at, whatever you hear, and even the spirit of peace is being controlled. Wow! When I say him, I'm talking about our Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Even he is in control of that secret place in your heart. But brother, your look and what you hear is being controlled. Because you are walking in a different world, a different dimension. You are in a different world. God is walking here, but we are in a different realm. Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Then he had to do something. Amen. Moses had to do something. He looked around. Look at the servants that were going to serve him. Look at the words. Look at the place. Look at the man of me. Look at the rocks. Look at the city. And we rush into him to take others. The beauty of what? The beauty of Egypt. But the Bible said he had to do something. And see the same thing, my brother, my sister. We've got to hold his camp where you are in the bondage. But I brother, my sister, you are free. If you are full and that the Son will come to bring the count of God. And you still see that it looks as if you have been touching them, my brother. You have not forsaken everything yet. Amen. You need to forsake all. Because it is forsake all. Amen. You forsake Egypt. And the prophet said, I must have that word. The eyes of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I sympathize with these people. Oh. Look at the way how they are suffering. I sympathize with them. No. It was just like what? You went in there to be part of them. Never stood somewhere and sympathized with us. He's a sympathizing God. Yet, he did what? He came. Son, I take your place. Amen. Because the penalty of sin is death. We are going to die. He then never came to, this death you are going to die. Maybe. But he took your place. And let me take what? The hangman's rope. And bring your place. Oh, praise the Lord. So the Lord never sympathized with them. He took your place. And ran for them. Glory to God. He took your place. Hey, I will take the way of the Lord despise you. Amen. I started and with Jesus now, and I'm going to. Amen. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Sure. Oh, praise the Lord. By faith tonight, look at your eyes. Don't fear what is around you. Amen. Don't let me know. But look and see. And look and was the promise. Praise the Lord. One of these days, I'm coming. I'm coming to take you away to a place where no sickness, no death. I mean, he said, there's no prayer meeting. The person said, amen. He said, there's no prayer meeting there. The prayer meeting that we are what we find it so difficult. Between here and Saturday, Wednesday, we find it so difficult. There won't be prayer meeting over there. Oh, praise the Lord. It's glory, glory, glory. And the power is not on the Lord and me. And the promise, reserved for judgment and destruction. Anything. The sun can see those things. Praise the Lord. Tonight, then, let's read the last reason where the topic is. That's our time. So there are many things to read, but and that is the sun that God is. Commandments of this Bible and look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. God will be blessed. It's only that. God will be blessed. Amen. The eyes of the Holy Spirit. Look beyond what your eye sees around you. They are all going to perish one of these days. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Praise God. Glory to Jesus.
I'm going to go to the next one. Yes, my brother, tonight we have been admonished the way how we look at things. We need the eyes of the Holy Spirit. We have been admonished not to look what the eye can see, but to look beyond the veil and look at the promise. Look at what God has laid and prepared for us. And let's pursue that. He has given us all that is needed to guide us onto our final destination. It all depends on the decision that we make. But tonight, as the prophet said, the choice that you make tonight, it will determine where you be the next 5 minutes. Why not you and me make the right choice that will see us in glory if we should come even before these 5 minutes? Let's forsake this world, because there is nothing that is good for this world to give to us. The worldly pleasure, the scripture has already spoken, it is death. But we are looking for eternal life, so let's forsake the world. Completely forsake it. And make a choice to serve God. Tonight, Lord Jesus, we thank you. By your word of inspiration, you have admonished us. Lord, we want the eyes of the Holy Spirit. We have opened the secret place of our hearts tonight. Lord, come in. Let us be a dwelling place. You control our eyes, you control our ears, you control our desires, you control our wishes. And now everything of God will be according to what you have willed for us. Lord, tonight, we have heard from you. But now, Lord Jesus, one thing we seek, that Lord, you will help us. In our weaknesses, help us, Lord. And lift us up, Lord. Let us be steadfast. Come to every work the Lord you have given. To sustain us as we go through this pilgrimage. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus. We commit to God our children to your hands. Our lives, Lord, into your hands. The children, Lord, they are going to meet in this world. In just, Lord, above what we probably might have gone through. The Lord Jesus is really great, the Lord, the eyes of the Holy Spirit. And they will live in the secret place of your heart, Lord. There will be thoughts in the school. The eyes will not see. There will be thoughts in the schools. The ears will not hear. Because you are in the control of the secret place. Lord, we thank you for tonight. As the prophet has said, if we move the spirit of faith, the church will turn into an intellectual place. Lord Jesus, we are seeking a very place in this church, Lord. So, Father, we commit all into your hands. Lord, our pastor, we commit into your hands, the ministers, we commit them into your hands, the officers, everyone and everything that Lord has up to bring your church to the place where it will be without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, but it will be a holy church, which is said. Lord, take upon yourself, Lord, and let it be your God. We thank you, we bless you for this evening. The weather out there is so bad that you break us in anyhow. So we are looking out to the Lord, we take us back safely, Lord, and commit Lord Jesus this coming Friday as we go, the officers go to Avoca. Lord, take the lead. Prepare the grounds. Break every fetish there, every darkness. Lord, take the lead of God. Even as we took the lead, as even we are so dry, waiting for Joshua to come over and to destroy the city of Jericho. Lord, grant you this thing because we know you are the same God. The Lord will come back, O Lord, from Avoca, just like Moses coming down from the mountains. Oh, the brightness of your glory upon his face. Now look at the soul. So why you come back to the church, Lord? Bless Lord, the meeting in Avoca. We commit this Sunday also into your hands. Lord, it will be another week. The beginning of another week, the Lord, you prepare us to meet the days that are ahead, Lord. We thank you, we bless you. Bless each and everyone here, Lord, and our brethren who weren't able to come. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Thank you.